program. I'm just going to take a few minutes, and I know I understand that there's ice cream afterwards, so I'll try to be short. All the clubbers are like, yes, please. I want to say again, congratulations to all you clubbers for all the hard work, all the verses that you have said. Great job. And I hope, you know, all the awards that you guys got, the ribbons and the medals and the pins and the cool glass, fancy-looking trophies, they represent faithfulness and hard work. But our prayer is that you continue in those things that you've learned, that those verses that you've memorized take deep root in your heart, and that you come to realize and you see that they're the key to life itself, that you would see it as true wisdom, the very word of God, and that these words would guide you in the years to come. That's our prayer for you, and that's our hope for you. But did you know that there's even greater rewards in store for you? Not just for you, but for all who follow Jesus Christ. The Bible says that there's great reward for those who follow him. James 1:12, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord, and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. Matthew 25:21, Jesus says, well done, good and faithful servant. 2 Timothy 4:8, henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. And finally, 1 Corinthians 9:24, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. The Bible says that for those who live the Christian life, run the Christian race, we have rewards ahead of us. But maybe it's just me. Maybe it's a me thing. Maybe I'm weird. But sometimes I feel bad about being motivated by rewards to obey God. I don't know if anyone else has felt that way. I feel that way sometimes, almost like there should be a purer motive out there. There should be something more noble. There should be something better. I should just obey for the sake of obedience. Is it wrong to use the promise of future reward as a motivation for present obedience? Sometimes I feel selfish getting motivated by rewards, right? I shouldn't think about the rewards. There's only one problem with that line of thought. It's that the Bible tells us to look for the rewards. Jesus says, I want you to be motivated by the reward I have for you. I want you to run for it. But isn't this selfish? Shouldn't we just live for Jesus whether we get rewards at the end of the day or not? I suppose there is a way we could do that selfishly, but the fact is, God in his word clearly wants us to be motivated by the rewards he has in store for us. And here's the incredible thing about these rewards that God has in store for those who follow him. They're rewards that Jesus promised us for accomplishments that he worked in us. Sometimes he produced all this stuff in our life, all this growth, all this change, and he says, I'm going to reward you for what I did. It doesn't seem right almost. But in fact, that's not new. If you're a Christian, you know that's nothing new. In fact, every point of your salvation, God gives us what we don't deserve, right? Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It's the gift of God, not of works, so that no one may boast. We're sinners. At the very beginning, we didn't deserve his grace, did we? We're rebels apart from God, and God comes and rescues us and saves us, even though we did nothing to earn that. We can't work our way to heaven. We can't earn our way to heaven. God saves us by his grace. And then after we become Christians, we're called to follow him. We're called to obey him. But even that obedience is a work of grace in our lives. 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. In Colossians 1:29, he says, for this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. Even the obedience that we have in our lives are a product of God's grace. And at the end of the road, he offers us rewards for what he worked in us. as a result of the salvation that He worked in us. We found grace at the beginning of our journey. We find grace in the midst of our journey. And we're pressed on, motivated by the grace we will receive at the end of our journey. But just like we see God's grace at every point in our Christian life, we also see our own pride pushing against that grace at every point. When we first hear the gospel, our pride resists the idea of simply receiving God's grace as a free gift without having to earn it. Our pride says, no, I want to do something. I want to earn this salvation for myself. Our pride pushes against that grace. And then even after we are saved, in the midst of our Christian life, our pride resists the idea of depending on Christ's strength to obey. We want to do it in our own strength. And even at the end of our journey, our pride resists the idea of receiving a reward for something we didn't earn ourselves. He's rewarding us for something He accomplished. We're saved by His gracious love, we're strengthened by His gracious power, and we're motivated by His gracious reward. And for me to say I don't need God's gracious rewards as a motivation to obey Him, at times, if I'm honest, I think that's coming from a place of pride, not humility. I don't need to be motivated by blessing. I have more purer motives. What if the motivation of future blessing is positively promoted all throughout Scripture? And it is. And if so, who are we to designate it as a lesser motivation? Working for a reward greatly magnifies the grace of Christ, not our impressiveness. Why in the world would God reward us for the fruit that He Himself is producing in us? He does it because that's who He is. He rewards us for what He did in our lives. And so to you, Awana Clubbers, you got awards today. That's great. That's awesome. We're excited for you, and we hope that you continue. But let these rewards remind you of the gracious rewards that await you in heaven. And always remember that those rewards are not because of what you do or what you earn or how impressive you are or even how many memory verses you say. The rewards are to those who have placed their faith in Christ and His grace alone. Awards are given to you because of what Jesus did in you. Jesus is so full of grace. He'll one day reward you for what you didn't accomplish yourself. And our prayer is that as you grow and you learn and you continue to memorize, you'll look for God's grace and depend on His grace every single step of the way, so that one day when you're standing before God, He'll say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Let's pray, and then I'll hand it over to whoever I need to hand it over to tell us about ice cream. All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank You for tonight. We thank You so much for Your grace. Thank You for saving us. Thank You for Your word. And thank You for these clubbers that spent so much time and so much energy hiding Your word in their hearts. I pray that Your word would stay there.